Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Back on Sports Talk, getting ready for the Pelicans taking on the Houston Rockets. Pre-game coverage about to start on 870 a.m. at 6:30. Tip-off comes at 7 o'clock in Houston to help us break it down. Credentialed NBA writer Ali Cosell now joining us. How you been, Ali? What's going on tonight?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing well. Looking forward to Christmas. And really, with the Pelicans, you're wondering who's going to get traded, because we know somebody's going to be leaving before the deadline.
Ali, you bring that up, and we were watching the television, and I mean, I got a couple texts about it. Looks as though certainly a lot of rumors about Brandon Ingram possibly getting traded to the Nuggets. Your thoughts on that? I know we've heard a couple different locations that have shown a lot of interest in Brandon. I think the only bad thing about that is what would you get in return? Because I want a fair deal. I'm not going to give him away. I don't want to give anything away. I'm not the Red Cross, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm the Pelicans. You know, I want fair value back. But would that make a lot of sense from both sides, depending on what you could get back?
Yeah, Mike, I think it does. That's toward the summer and then since the summer. Haven't really heard of any good landing spots for Brandon Ingram, especially with what the Pelicans would likely get back. Like, for instance, the deal with the Jazz. That's supposedly floating out there that John Collins was the main part coming back, and he's just largely a backup big at this point in his career, so you didn't want that. But with the Denver Nuggets, here's the thing. I think they're ready to move off of Michael Porter Jr., and this is somebody that I know David Griffin, a lot of other executives around the league just a few years ago really coveted, right? A 6'9", 6'10" guy who can just shoot lights out from three. So can you imagine him sitting on one side, Trey Murphy on the other, right? Two basically 6'10" guys that'll be able to shoot over any defense. I think that's the alluring part, right? Brandon Ingram doesn't really fit if this organization is going to stick with Zion Williamson, because you've got DeJounte Murray as your other main ball handler. So that's just too many. And then when you factor in the tax, right, how much you're spending, somebody's got to go. So I like it from the standpoint that you wouldn't have to worry about Brandon Ingram's next contract. And then although you're losing a better playmaker and a shot creator than, say, Michael Porter Jr., it just feels like Porter Jr. fits better, right? You just want parts around a team like with Zion, DeJounte, or if it's not even Zion, whoever else, maybe you get somebody in the draft, your next star. So I absolutely do like this one. I think this one has legs, real legs.
I've also heard about Jose possibly and teams up north, Knicks, Nets would have an interest in him. You know, Jose, crowd favorite certainly with that. With the way he plays, because, you know, he's gives you everything he's got. He's pedal to the metal on every time he's out on the court. Have you heard that also, possibly Nets? Because I've heard from a couple different people that they think maybe there's been some discussions there with them on Jose Alvarado.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that much regarding Jose. I know the Pelicans still like him. And then when you look at how much he's making, right, this year it's under $2 million. Next couple of years, $4.5 million each. You're not in no rush to move him when you know he's one of the locker room leaders, one of the fan favorites.
Right.
He can help win you a game, right? We've seen it plenty of times here. And now that he's become a better three-point shooter, right, you need a backup point guard to DeJounte Murray. And really it's Jose Alvarado and there's nobody else. So, no, I haven't heard that Pelicans are going to move him. I think what it would take to, say, get a Jose Alvarado or maybe pry Jordan Hawkins from this team, it would require real value coming back. And I just don't think teams are going to give that up. The only way I actually see, Mike, if Jose Alvarado leaves, is if it's maybe some kind of package deal with BI. That I could foresee, right? These two guys get along. Like, for instance, Denver, I think they would love both of those guys. It would help their championship odds for this year tremendously. It's depending on what you get back if you're the Pelicans and whether you do add Jose to any deal or by himself.
You mentioned Jordan Hawkins a little, and obviously a positive for the Pels tonight. He is available for action at Houston. It has been some time since the Hawks been on the court dealing with that back issue. Obviously, this team needs some offensive punch because scoring has been down, and you kind of, you know, it's to be expected with all the injuries you've had, but any kind of firepower back in this lineup right now is definitely a welcome addition.
Yeah, it is, and especially if Hawk is healthy. Right, because he came back from missing a few games prior to this last layoff where he's missed eight games when he was just they thought he was just dealing with like lower back spasms, found out it's actually something more significant. So you just hope he's healthy, because with a guy like him, right, everything is basically up to his movement, right, because he's always running around on the court trying to find that open shot and then elevating over the defense. And he wasn't able to do that for the last month or so. And here's the other thing you really want to see from Jordan Hawkins. If he is healthy, could he be the guy that replaces maybe someday kind of C.J. McCollum's role on this team, right? Because next to Brandon Ingram, I really think that C.J. McCollum, unlike B.I., has a lot more value around the league and potentially will get moved at this deadline. So a guy like Hawk, he's got an opportunity, right? Earn some minutes now, sure you can play, but make the Pelicans' decision that much easier, right? To say move off of C.J. if there comes a deal for him, and then you can just transition to him. Because we've seen it, right? He can light up a score board with a bunch of threes, just shots in general, and he knows how to get himself open. But if he can stay healthy and add some parts to his game, maybe get a little tougher on defense, show some more chops, rebounding the ball and finishing at the rim, then you move off of CJ, right? You create some space on your salary caps because you're getting rid of $30 million plus, and then you're going to have Jordan Hawkins now for the next few years watching him at a much cheaper contract.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ollie, give us a scouting report on the Rockets. That's a team that's been a little bit in transition. And your thoughts on kind of the state of affairs for Houston from an NBA standpoint. You know, because that one time, you know, they were such a really good basketball team, hit the skids a little bit. And now kind of a, I don't want to say a soft rebuild. I think it's they're in the rebuilding stages now.
Tough defense tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming out on the other end of this, like, three-plus-year rebuild, right? Dealt James Harden, went away from potentially, right? They were on the doorstep of getting out of the West into the NBA Finals. Just couldn't ever get past the Warriors. But now this team, I think it's poised, right? They started off great, right? Better than most people expect at 17-9. We just saw them in the NBA Cup, lost a tough game to, you know, number one OKC Thunder. But, yeah, this is a team that, bar none, puts all the emphasis on the defensive end. And under a coach like Ime Udoka, that's, of course, what he stresses. So they kind of taken that identity along with Dylan Brooks. They signed Fred VanVleet as free agents. And so that's how they win games, right? They're just going to get in your face, punch in the mouth, do whatever it takes, and not going to give you anything easy. So I actually kind of like that model, right? Some teams are successful, right? Bad shooting teams, great at defense, and they're doing really well. Another one's Orlando Magic. And honestly, guys, just an aside, you wonder if the Pelicans should have gone down that route, right? They got a defensive-minded coach. They had Dyson Daniels. Should they have sunk more into the defensive end and just you win games that way, right? Because some teams this year, like the Rockets, they're doing that this year.
Ali, you brought up Orlando. It's funny. We had Nick Frizzell on yesterday, and I asked him about the surprise team, and the first thing came out of his mouth when I said, would it be Orlando? And he was like, absolutely. That he really, he said, I didn't think Orlando would be this good, this poised early in the season. Now, again, it kind of a small sample size, but what you see from them is really impressive.
Oh, my goodness. Look, they lost Paolo Banchero, I want to say 5 or 6 games in the season, right? Played as many as Zion Williamson, and that didn't derail them one bit. Franz Wagner took over for them as the number one guy, and guess what? He carried the torch. He still isn't the greatest three-point shooter, right? He's still working on a shot, but boy, he does everything else well. So, yeah, that team, I love the way they've drafted the last few years, right? Got Paolo Banchero in the previous draft. They got Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs, who I absolutely love. Kind of the Herb Jones mold, but, you know, stronger, more physically, and a better shooter. So you love what they're doing, right? They're solely built on defense. I think they're averaging about 107 points a game. And in today's NBA, you would think that's not enough. Right? That's almost how much the Pelicans average. But yet they're what? I think they're 17-11, something along those lines, while key guys have missed time. Yeah, I love the Magic. Next to maybe the Rockets, Orlando probably is, like, I guess, the number two, right? Biggest surprise, positive surprise in the NBA.
Ali, curious about Zion Williamson. I saw some footage today. Someone had filmed him doing some warm-up stuff on the court with the team. Any idea on how closer he might be to a return from that hamstring issue?
Yeah, we watched him get up shots yesterday after practice. I mean, he seemed to be moving around really well. A lot better than, say, he was about just a week prior to that, where he was literally just skipping rope, basically doing all his work on Nautilus machines. So, yeah, he's now transitioning to where he's able to put some more stress on that hamstring. So with him, honestly, if I had to guess, I would say maybe he's 3 to 4 weeks away. Now, he's a guy that, you know, is going to require a lot of hurdles, right? He's going to have to prove he can run up and down the court full speed, do one-on-one, three-on-three. And, you know, just like in years past, they make him go through all these hurdles, space them apart by at least, what, 3 or so days. So that's why I'm guessing, like I said, an estimate, maybe 3 to 4 weeks more without him.
And there's been, obviously, we were talking about the trade talks. With Zion, there hasn't been any negative news coming out from him where he's trying to push his way out of New Orleans, right?
No, nothing of the sort. That actually hasn't happened in a while, I feel like. He and the Pelicans, honestly, have been... The relationship's been better with both he and his family and the Pelican side for the last year or so, better than it was previously. So, no, there's no concerns there. Really, what you want to see, and yes, I know he wasn't as one of the guys we're protecting, right, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, even if he do not trade list. But, again, Pelicans aren't going to trade Zion Williamson because they're not going to get the return that they would want, right, for him. And I'm talking about multiple first-round picks, maybe a good young player or two. That's nowhere near on the table right now. So he's going to come back, open arms. He's got to prove himself, right, both to the Pelicans and around the league that, hey, I can get through a season, two seasons, and then get to the playoffs healthy. He hasn't done that yet.
Looking at the rest of the matchup before we get into the new year for this Pels squad, how are things shaping up? I know after the Houston game, they come back home for a bout against New York and then Denver, and then I guess Houston's around again. But overall, the outlook for this Pels squad as they're trying to get themselves out of the gutter in the Western Conference.
Yeah, so after this game in Houston tonight, they'll be home for the rest of the games, at least for the rest of this calendar year, right? I want to say it's five. So that's a good thing. Fans can come see him, and it's all, I think, really good matchups, right, against winning teams. So where you're going to get a win, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if anybody's expecting them or even wants them anymore, right? You're thinking about their draft pick and what you can maybe land a Cooper Flagg or a Dylan Harper. But what you want to see, though, is the team kind of come together, right? Especially DeJounte Murray, right? The guys you know are going to be here.
Yeah.
See them start playing better, right? DeJounte Murray's had a couple games now with eight turnovers. That's not typically what he does. Trey Murphy's usually a 40% three-point shooter. We haven't seen that guy, right? So that's what you want to see, especially on this homestand. See some of these guys that are going to be here for a while, guys like Hawkins, right? See them show out.
You mentioned with Murray struggling with those turnovers. How much has that been addressed at practice, and how does he snap out of it? Because I know he's not a guy in his career that's, you know, been this turnover prone.
Yeah, prior to this year, the most turnovers he ever had in the game was just seven, and he only did that one time. So it's kind of ridiculous. But again, we've seen just about everything that could go wrong this year has gone wrong, right? So not a surprise. Thing with him, I think more than anything, is he's jumping back in the fold. Kind of felt the pressure. I've really got to, you know, elevate this team if we wanted to still have a chance. And this was a couple of weeks ago, you're thinking, to get back up in the standings fighting for that play-in tournament. So I think he was, you know, like I said, trying to either do too much, make a pass that wasn't there. And of course, you're trying to get your timing too, right? When you're a point guard, right, you know how fast the game moves. It's a ridiculous pace. Right? Teams have never played faster than they are now. So I think that's honestly a combination of all those things have led to the increased amount of turnover. But I think that number is going to come down. Like you said, Steve, he has typically not done this. And furthermore, I know he really cares about the game. And what I mean by that is he studies game tape, right? He really prepares ahead of time. So he's not the guy that you would expect to even do this just because he's not solely relying on talent.
Ali, always great talking to you. Appreciate your insights on the game. Hopefully we get a W tonight, can pull off the upset in Houston.
Yeah, it would be nice just to get a couple good feel wins, right, over the next couple of weeks or so, right? Because what is it? They've gone 2-19 in the last 21 games. That's a sick to your stomach type of feeling.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you, Ali. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Pre-game coverage going on right now on 870 AM leading up to that 7 p.m. tip-off against the Rockets on 105.3 FM at 7 o'clock. We'll have Thursday night football. Right now we're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned here on WWL.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.